And on this pleasant Saturday afternoon, we welcome you to Andrean High School, where this afternoon, USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com presents Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball. This morning and this afternoon, it is a doubleheader for the Crown Point Bulldogs, non-conference action as they travel up the road to 5959 Broadway here in Maryville to take on the Andrean 59ers. Good morning, everybody. I'm Frank Sprinkle. Thank you for joining us. So happy you could be with us. The Crown Point Bulldogs come in with a 10-7 overall mark, 7-3 in the Dueling Athletic Conference. Although this is not a conference game, Crown Point Bulldogs have come in by loss. They're having lost back to back, including just less than 24 hours ago. A tough seventh inning for the Bulldogs, giving up four runs as they fell to the Munster Mustangs 7-2. The Andrean 59ers, on the other hand, an impressive club. Like the Munster Mustangs, Andrean out of the Northwest Crossroads Conference, Andrean with a 7-1 conference record, an all-impressive 14-3 mark here in the 2017 season. Crown Point Bulldogs have arrived at 5959 Broadway. They are taking fielding practice. They're getting set for this doubleheader. The Andrean 59ers are as well. We hope you stay with us. It's going to be a great Saturday for baseball here from 5959 Broadway in Maryville. Crown Point and Andrean, the first game of a doubleheader, and you will hear it all. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com at Indiana-Sports.com. Live internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com is brought to you by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, serving the best breakfast in the area at 1312 North Main Street, next door to the Dairy Queen in Crown Point. Also specializing in catering small to medium-sized groups. Call them at area code 219-661-1800. Oil and Go and Soft Touch Car Wash, keeping your car lubricated and clean at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point. Their website is at oilandgowash.com. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM The Lakeshore and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. And by The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader. And the Sea Breeze, with the world's greatest vocals, and the all-new WFLM, the world's finest listening music. 24 hours a day at www.thebreeze.com. That's The Breeze, P-R-E-E-Z.com. Now stay tuned for exciting Crown Point Bulldogs high school baseball next on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant with the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials. Homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen. 1312 North Main Street at Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant. Heartwarming and family owned. At 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
The dirt baseline is, you know, it's a work in progress. It's kind of weird.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil and Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're hosted with the Feeling of Jazz. We're proud sponsors of Crown Point High School for on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Shorty Rogers and Zoo Sims.
So we invite you, friends, to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana. Crown Point Baseball and Softball on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com is sponsored in part by Meyer Broadcasting Corporation, home of internet radio stations like The Breeze, The Sea Breeze, and the all-new WFLM.us. WFLM plays the world's finest listening music, featuring the smooth sounds of the original WFLM 103.9 FM, which originally signed on the air in 1972. Based in Crown Point, Indiana, Meyer Broadcasting Corporation recently rediscovered a treasure trove of beautiful musical recordings that have now been digitally remastered for streaming at WFLM.us.
Listen to the smooth.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
And we welcome you back to Andrean High School, located at 5959 Broadway in Merrillville. Only fitting that the team name, the school name for Andrean High School, the 59ers. The Andrean 59ers, of course, one of the more respectable high school programs in all of Northwest Indiana, maybe the most respectable considering what they've been able to accomplish over the last 10 years, state championships, making it to state title games. But Dave Pischer has certainly been a success story as far as high school baseball goes here in Northwest Indiana. And the Crown Point Bulldogs, well, they come here to Merrillville, the north end of Merrillville, to take on the Andrean 59ers. Not an easy task, but the Andrean 59ers come in with a 14-3 overall mark. The Crown Point Bulldogs still impressive at 10-7. A loss last night to the Munster Mustangs, a game that we brought you here on these airwaves just 24 hours ago, and a game that really had some promise for the Crown Point Bulldogs. It really did. Crown Point lost the game 7-2 last night. They got off to a slow start. Ryan Bolda, last night's starting pitcher, was a little bit erratic, worked a lot of deep counts, but unfortunately for Ryan Bolda, took the loss last night after two-plus innings pitched, and the Crown Point Bulldogs losing that game 7-2. Interesting enough, the Munster Mustangs, Munster Mustangs last night with a fourth spot in the top half of the seventh inning, and this was after it was 3-2. Now, interesting enough, the Crown Point Bulldogs in the game last night really shot themselves in the foot. Let's go back to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Crown Point Bulldogs at the plate. Josh Linneman draws a base on ball. He would be picked off on a pretty close call at first base by Nick Fies, the starting pitcher of the Munster Mustangs. Steve Schrader did come out. Wanted an explanation. The call stood as an out. Two batters later, Rocky Beebe picked up the only extra base hit for the Bulldogs. They doubled the right. However, if you factor in what happened with the pickoff, that certainly made the difference. The game would have been tied if not for the pickoff move of Nick Fies. So the Crown Point Bulldogs have lost two. They lost to LaPorte on Wednesday, looking for an opportunity here to defeat a pretty good program in the Andrean 59ers. I'll tell you what, when we come back, as the ground rules are being given to both managers, Steve Schrayer of Crown Point, Dave Pischer of Andrean, both shaking hands with each other, as well as the two umpires. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back with the starting lineups and get you ready for the first pitch. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant with the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned, at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs baseball on USA-365.com.
And we welcome you back to Andrean High School, the first of two between the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Andrean 59ers. A treat for you. This game was initially listed as one, but instead we're going to honor the late, great Ernie Banks, and let's play two. And indeed we are. The Crown Point Bulldogs and the Andrean 59ers coming up. Right now, let's give you the starting lineups for both squads. 1 through 9, we'll start with the Andrean 59ers. Their manager, Dave Pischer, leading off and playing center field, Clay Thompson. Kevin McCoon at first base, the second place hitter. Nicky Doolin at second, bats third. Nick Fushi in right field. In the cleanup spot, Joe Reisers, the designated hitter, the fifth place hitter. Eric Malarski, the left fielder, bat sixth. Adam Bednarik at third base, bat seventh. Brad Levesque at shortstop, bats eighth. And Evan Hylick behind the plate. Joe Reisers in the designated hitter spot this afternoon. Hitting for the pitcher, Sawyer Allen. The starter who has a 2-0 record for the Andrean 59ers coming into play. Those are the Andrean 59ers. Let's start with the Crown Point Bulldogs, 1 through 9. Their manager, Steve Strayer, and their starting lineup aligns like this. Leading off and playing short, Jake DeFries. Scott Ferkel in the designated hitter spot, the second place hitter. Josh Lindeman at second, bats third. Luke Adams, the cleanup hitter in center. Rocky Beebe in left field, bats fifth. Ben Frederick at first base, bat 6. Mason Boyd, the catcher, bat 7. Charlie Patrick in right, bat 8. Rounding out the batting order for the Crown Point Bulldogs, Will Coulter, the third baseman. The Andrean 59ers take the field, and we are getting set for the national anthem. Right now, let's honor America before the first of two here from 5959 Broadway in Maryville. Thank you. All right, the recording of our national anthem, an instrumental version of the Star Spangled Banner here from Andrean High School. This is our 11th broadcast of the season. We're going to have two games today. As mentioned, if you're just joining us, this was initially listed as a single game with the normal start time as it is now of 11 a.m., but the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Andrean 59ers, as of 24 hours ago, initially came to a mutual agreement to play two, and we're going to do that under mostly cloudy skies with the temperature hovering around 48 degrees. It is a brisk 48 degrees here outside in Maryville. The wind blowing north at 17 miles per hour. Taking a look at the weather forecast, it is going to warm up just a tad, 48 degrees right now. Temperatures are expected to get to 50 in the early afternoon hours under mostly sunny skies. So we are getting set for this one as Sawyer Allen, a tall right left-hander, a southpaw, takes his warm-up tosses for the Andrean 59ers. Steve Strayer now moving from the first base dugout to his normal coaching box down the third base line. Crown Point in the first base dugout, Andrean in the third base dugout, similar to what you see at Crown Point High School. This is also our first road game of the year. We will bring you the first of two road games between the Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball programs. So we're ready for baseball, and we certainly hope you are. Let's play two on this Saturday, the first Saturday in May here in 2017. El Hamnick of the NWI Times, Mike Hudden of the Post Tribune here. Great to see them. Jake DeFries up, lefty to lefty, and the first pitch misses away for a ball, 1-0 under 48-degree temperatures. Jake DeFries in the ball game last night, the leadoff man as well. Sawyer Allen quickly to work. The left-hander delivers, and the ball grounded to the left side. Coming up with is the shortstop, Levesque, and he is able to not make the play. Good effort by the shortstop Levesque coming in. So it's going to go as an infield single. It's a soft roller to the whole left side, but we will go as an infield single. So Scott Ferkel due up. Ferkel was also the designated hitter less than 24 hours ago in the Munster, in the game in which Crown Point lost 7-2. Jake DeFries, by the way, had two singles, only one of two Bulldogs to go 2-for-3 in the ball game last night. Multiple hits. Crown Point and all with five hits in the game last night. From the stretch, the bunt laid down. Soft roller down the third base side. Barehanded by the pitcher. Allen, throw across in time to retire the second place hitter on a sack bunt. It will go 1-3 in your scorecard. One out successfully and moves DeFries into second base.
Next up to bat, number 11, Josh Lindeman.
Josh Lindeman, a right-handed hitter due up. Crown Point in their white and red jersey tops. The best way I can describe these jersey tops kind of reminds, it's kind of the winning ugly Bulldog jersey tops. Allen looks to the runner DeFries at second. The pitch misses away for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, Crown Point, their road uniforms have quite a bit of right. They wear gray slacks with a red trim down the side, but it kind of has the winning ugly feel, the 1983 Chicago White Sox. Pitching there for a call strike. Actually, those uniforms by the Chicago White Sox that were the pullovers that had the dark blue and the red, those were worn from 1982 to 1986. Here's the 1-1. Misses up. Two balls and a strike. But taking a look at the Bulldog uniform top, somewhat symbolic of the 1982 to 86 White Sox uniform tops, specifically the home tops. Pitch fouled off. Two balls and two strikes. Andrean in their traditional home attire, white on white, maroon hats with the letter in gold, the logo in gold, the A in gold, lettering in gold, numerals on the back in maroon. 320 down the left field line, 300 to right, 375 straight away. Pitch fouled off to the right, still in there, 2-2. Josh Lindeman in the box with Luke Adams on deck. Crown Point, the totals for the game last night, Munster 7-9-0. Crown Point did commit a run, so their totals 2-5-1. Not much rest for the Crown Point Bulldogs last night. but certainly eager to play two here today. Now Linneman back in the box. Left-handed pitcher. Right-handed hitter. Here's the delivery. This is off the plate outside. The count goes full to 3-2. Good to talk to some of the Andrean people before the game. We had a chance to talk to Dave Pischker, a big Cubs fan. Haven't seen him since the last time I saw him. The Cubs were still not World Series champions. Here's the 3-2. Chopped foul softly to the left. Sawyer Allen with... Take a look at Sawyer Allen. Looks pretty tall from this vantage point. Listed at 6'1", pretty good size for a high school senior. Looks at a runner at second. He's taken off. Pitch taken for a ball, and the throw down to third, not in time. A stolen base and a walk. So Crown Point, after losing last night, very aggressive on the base pads with the freeze taken off. He steals second with one out, and that will bring up Luke Adams with Josh Linneman occupying first base. Crown Point coming in with back-to-back losses. By the way, this is the first time that the Bulldogs have lost back-to-back games. If they lose here, it will be a win. It will be a losing streak. I normally don't consider losing streaks until you lose three in a row. Runner takes his lead off first, and the pitch misses up for a ball. See what they want to do. Maybe a double steal here. There is one out. Short lead by Linneman. Sawyer looks, and the pitch chops softly to the left side. Up would fit the third baseman on the first. In time, but a run comes in to score. Good play by Benarek on the first. But a run comes in to tally, and the Crown Point Bulldogs go up 1-0 here early. 5-3 on the ground out at RBI for Luke Adams. Two outs. In the second base goes Josh Linneman. So that will bring up Rocky Beebe, the left fielder. Mentioned Rocky, a 2-for-3 night just 24 hours ago. Very impressive. Looks at a strike on the outer half. Oh, and run. Rocky last night, 2-for-3, had a double in the ballgame. That double coming in the sixth inning. A couple batters after Josh Linneman reached base, but he was picked off. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. But if you take a look at that sixth inning, the Crown Point Bulldogs really fighting tooth and nail with the Munster Mustangs, coming down to a crucial pickoff by Nick Fies, the starting pitcher of the Mustangs. Sawyer looks to the runner at second. The pitch swung on and missed in the dirt. Or did he tip it? The base umpire indicates it was not a tip, so it goes as the third out of the inning, strike three. That will do it for the Bulldogs in their half of the first inning. They score one, pick up a hit, leave a runner aboard. We go to the bottom half of the first with Andrean coming up. The Bulldogs up 1-0. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Spring and summer is a great time to take the car out for a drive, and when you do, you can make sure your vehicle is looking its best with a trip to Soft Touch Car Wash. An even smarter move is to join the unlimited monthly car wash club to keep your car clean throughout the season at an affordable price. Soft Touch Car Wash in Oil and Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. Visit their new website at oilandgowash.com. That's oilandgowash.com. Proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
I have PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family. We had a reunion of our unit, and you hear these spouses say, is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us. So really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Resources are available for military families. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Bulldogs come up with a run in the top half of the first inning, lead it 1-0. Now the Andrean 59ers come up to hit in the bottom half. Andrean, we mentioned, of course, an impressive 14-3 mark. They will send Clay Thompson, Kevin McCoon, the first baseman, and Nicky Doolin, the second baseman, due up. And Clay Thompson, not the Golden State Warriors star player, due up. Clay Thompson, the center fielder for the Andrean 59ers, a left-handed hitter, about ready to meet and greet Grayson Link, who was the starting quarterback for most of the season last year for the Crown Point Bulldogs. A big guy is Grayson Link. And, of course, a very tough guy as well. Grayson Link, 6'5", the tallest player on the Bulldog roster. 6'5", a thin 190 pounds. You can tell he's tall from up here. Link, a right-hander, tiptoes the third base side of the rubber. Here's the pitch, and it misses away for ball one. A sparse crowd, only few bleacher seating. Some people with blankets here this afternoon. Hoodies and jackets also required here today. Pitch misses all the way to the backstop inside and in the dirt. 2-0. Link ready with the 2-0 delivery. Here it is. Right in there with a fastball on the inner half. Strike one to count 2-1. Bulldog players with the high cuff. Pants rolled up all the way to the kneecaps with high socks. Visible red socks. In the dirt, the count goes to 3-1. Take a look at Andre mentioning their record. They have an impressive record, but have already lost one game within their conference. That was to the Highland Trojans. Here's the 3-1. All four misses away. So a leadoff walk to start the inning as Clay Thompson gets aboard. And Kevin McCoon due up. McCoon, the second place hitter for the Andrean 59ers. Andrean with, I got to tell you, shiny gold batting helmets. Almost as shiny gold as the Notre Dame football helmets. McCoon ready, open stance with the bat on the right shoulder, raises it up. Stretch to the letters by Link. Slight step delivery, the pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Back-to-back infielders on the right side due up for Andrean. Boone with the open stance. Righty to righty, and now Link goes over to first and back Thompson. Gap out in right center field. The outfield playing straight away. Left field, there is a big fence. I wouldn't say it is quite Fenway Park, but it is a pretty big chain link fence. Link stretches tightly to the letters. Here's the 0-1. Misses away. A ball and a strike. Nicky Doolin on deck, the second baseman. Nicky Doolin with his pants all the way down to his shoes. The common baseball trend these days. Slow stretch. Here's the pitch. The runner starts to bluff. And a wild pitch goes all the way to the backstop. That's going to move in the second, Clay Thompson. So a wild pitch puts Thompson in the scoring position. And Andrean threatening the tie. The Bulldogs 1-0 advantage here in the bottom of the first. You knew this was going to be a pretty entertaining ball game with Andrean, the program that they are, but Crown Point, they've lost back-to-back games, but still a pretty quality ball club. Now a meeting between the catcher, Mason Boyd, and Grayson Link. You know what? I just noticed, too, El Hammock, I hear you mentioning they don't have lights here. That's right. Is that true you don't have lights here? No? So no lights for the ball diamond. So it's kind of like Wrigley Field pre-August 1988.
Got a few Andrean students here in the press box helping out. Swung on and missed at a heater. Two balls, two strikes.
Well, let me tell you, for you youngsters, you guys could don't remember, Wrigley Field did not have lights at one point. You do?
I was 7 years old when Wrigley Field turned on the lights in August of 1988. And boy, that was an event. Thompson takes his lead off second. Leak looks at a runner. Now goes to the plate. Here's the 2-2 off the end of the bat and foul to the right. Well, of course, in high school baseball, you really don't need lights unless you're going to host a tournament. During the afternoon, you get a baseball and softball games that are late afternoon. Start times 4:30 to accommodate students as well as the visiting school finishing their school day, coming into the ballpark. Crown Point, they played under lights last night. Their only night home game in the 2017 regular season, and it was a loss. Link looks to Thompson at second. Thompson, a bluff, and now they got him picked off. Thompson caught in a rundown between second and third. The tag applied to Clay Thompson. So two outs as the tag applied by the Crown Point Bulldogs. Look like Rocky Beebe in the vicinity coming up from his third base position close to second. So a pickoff of Clay Thompson and a big pickoff for the Bulldogs. Thompson picked off. Now the count goes 2-2 with the bases empty and the pitch misses away 3-2. Kevin McCoon, a rather big guy, bulky shoulders. Here's the 3-2. Catches the inside corner, a breaking ball, and a beauty for Grayson Link. A strikeout and quickly two gone, bottom of the first. Bulldogs up 1-0 if you're just turning us on here on this Saturday. It is a doubleheader if you're just tuning in. I should mention it is a doubleheader. We will bring you both games on these airwaves here today. Fun day of baseball. You can't beat doubleheaders. So here is Doolin, and the pitch misses almost in the dirt. 1-0. Doolin, a left-handed hitter. Wearing the number 23 jersey, white batting gloves. Quick swirl of the bat. Link with the delivery. Chop foul down the right of the first baseline. From our vantage point, we are looking out toward the northeast, very similar to what we have at Crown Point High School. From the press box at Crown Point on the baseball field, you're looking out toward the northeast. Link tiptoes the third base side of the rubber, and the pitch fouled above our heads. 1-2 the count. Outfield left to right for the Crown Point Bulldogs of Rocky Beebe, Luke Adams, Charlie Patrick. Coulter in the freeze, left side of the infield, third to short. Lindemann and Frederick, right side, second to first. Lincoln Boyd, the battery. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed in the dirt. Boyd up with the ball. Throws it down to Frederick at first. And that will do it for the Crown, for the Andrean 59ers in their half of the first. They strike out two. They get a runner caught at in between second and third. And we go to the top of the second with the Bulldogs leading 1-0. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
Crown Point Baseball and Softball on Indiana-sports.com and USA-365.com is sponsored in part by Meyer Broadcasting Corporation, home of internet radio stations like The Breeze, The Sea Breeze, and the all-new WFLM.us. WFLM plays the world's finest listening music, featuring the smooth sounds of the original WFLM 103.9 FM, which originally signed on the air in 1972. Based in Crown Point, Indiana, Meyer Broadcasting Corporation recently rediscovered a treasure trove of beautiful musical recordings that have now been digitally remastered for streaming at WFLM.us.
Listen to the smooth.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Ben Frederick to lead off the bottom half, or the top half of the second. Got to get used to this. The first road game I'm doing for the Crown Point Bulldogs baseball or softball teams this year. Used to seeing them hit in the bottom half, but top of the second. Bulldogs have a 1-0 lead. Frederick fouls it off to the right. Yeah, the first road game we're going to do, like I said, we're only going to do one of two road games with the Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball teams. We'll be at Maryville in a week and a half to cover them in a softball game. Pitch grounded to the right side, maneuvering over to his left. Doolin on the first easy play. One gone in the Bulldogs half of the second. So one out and Mason Boyd, the hitter. Didn't see Boyd in the game last night. Johnny Vittori, the starting catcher for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Mason Boyd maneuvering his equipment, and now he is ready to go against Alan Sawyer. Now the so Sawyer Allen has what he wants in the pitch. Misses down low for a ball. One and out. Sawyer Allen quickly to work. Here's the 1-0. Nice breaking ball. Catches the inside corner. One and one to count. The outfield left to right of Malarski, McCoon, and Fushi. Playing the Crown Point hitter to go the opposite way, but instead he pulls to left field. A high tower fly ball to his left and making the catch is Malarski. One gone in the top of the second with the Bulldogs leading 1-0. And coming up for Crown Point, Charlie Patrick. The bottom of the order here in the top half of the second. On the outfield play, Patrick the pull. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Swung on and missed. Might have foul tipped it. 0-1. Over right field here at Andrain High School, you can see the football field. Lefty to lefty. Here's the pitch by Sawyer Allen. And it misses in the dirt. 1-1. Baseball and football, those are the two successful athletic programs that the Andrain 59ers have had in recent years. They have been to state finals. Baseball has won state championships. Football won a state championship in 2004. Their quarterback was also a pretty good baseball player here in the name of Tommy Finn. The 1-1 offering, here it is. Swung on and a line drive, tagging the right field grass. That's a base hit. The fist pump with the left hand for Mason for Charlie Patrick. And Charlie Patrick, a single here with two gone in the inning. So Will Coulter due up, the ninth place hitter for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Coulter with the open stance. Quick swirl of the bat. Allen working from the stretch and squaring a bunt, but instead the pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Flagpole over right field. Oh, actually, on the north. Actually, it's on the west end of the football field. Quick stretch by Allen. Looks at the runner. It's Patrick, and now goes over. And Patrick ahead first slide. So the count 1-0 to the ninth place hitter as Crown Point has gone down their batting order here in two innings. Here's the 1-0. Square in the bunt, Coulter instead takes outside. 2-0 the count. Normally you don't see bunts with two outs. You see it with nobody out. One out. Now Steve Strayer coming in. Coulter going out. Both having a conversation. Maybe thinking of laying off the bunt here on 2-0 and maybe just taking some pitches here. Looks like Dave Pischker having a word with his pitcher. Actually, it's not Dave Pischker, pardon me. Joe Plesak, the pitching coach out and having a word with the starting pitcher. Hey. Squaring the bunt, culture, and instead of throw to first and head first, Charlie Patrick. We're in the top of the second, 1-0 lead for the Bulldogs. And now another throw and back is the base runner. Charlie Patrick with a single, the second hit of the game for Crown Point, the hit in the first two innings. Now Culture thought about bunting, lays it off instead, lines it to center field. Backtracking is the center fielder McCooney, makes the catch for the final out, and that will do it for the Bulldogs in their half of the second. They pick up a hit, leave a runner aboard, lead it 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs baseball on USA-365.com.
Hey, we welcome you back to Hendrian High School. The Bulldogs with a 1-0 lead as Nick Fushi leads it off. The right fielder will be Rushi, Reisers, and Malarski. The middle of the order due up against Grayson Link. Link, a right-handed pitcher. The tallest guy the Bulldogs have at 6'5", and the pitch misses off the inside corner. 2-0 the count. Righty to righty between two tall ball players for their respective ball clubs. Another pitch. Catches the outer half. 2-1 the count. Outfield left to right of B.B. Adams and Patrick. Looks like Adams in center playing a little over toward left. The 2-1. Fastball on the outer half. 2-2. Middle infielders of the Freeze and Lineman, the shortstop and the second baseman, deep in the hole for Crown Point. Another 2-2. Swung on and missed. Holy boy, a beautiful breaking ball. And Grayson Link with a strikeout here in the second against Nick Fushi. That's his second strikeout of the game. And Joe Reiser is the lead it off to come up. The designated hitter hitting place of Sawyer Allen. Pitch on the inside corner, a called strike, 0-1. Mentioned about Andrean, they have won 5 state titles going back to 2005. The 0-1, upstairs a ball and a strike. They've not won, their previous state title was just 2 years ago. It came in back-to-back years. They won it the year before in 2014. Look at success in high school baseball. Look no further than 5959 Broadway in Maryville. Pitch upstairs, 2-1. Slight open stance by the right-handed hitting Reisers. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul and a count 2-2. So Grayson Link looking for the knockout punch with his Bulldogs up 1-0. Crown Point scoring a run on a Luke Adams ground out to third. That would bring in Jake DeFreeze from third, who went from second to third on a stolen base. Here's the 2-2. In the dirt, and the count goes full, 3-2. Joe Reiser back to the box.
Red batting gloves. Here's the payoff pitch from Grayson. Off the end of the bat, foul. We'll do it again. 3-2. Now the payoff pitch. Here it is. Chop right to the mound. Off the glove of Link to Flex the second for Linneman on the first in time as it goes 1-4-3. Went off the glove of the pitcher Link. So as a result, he is part of the putout. It will go pitcher, second baseman, first baseman, 1-4-3 on the putout. Eric Merlarski coming up, the left fielder. Not much of a bend of the knees from Malarski. Here's the pitch. So he squares the bum, lays it off, takes a strike, outer half, 0-1. Dave Pischker coaching down at third base, and his son Ryan coaching down at first. Here's the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. These Andrean hitters quick to work here in the ball game. Link has what he wants from his pitcher, Boyd. Another delivery. Swung on and missed. So a beautiful pitch that tailed away from the right-handed hitting Malarski. Benarek on deck, the third baseman. Now the 1-2 offering. Here it is. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Grayson Link looking pretty good through two innings. Three strikeouts, two of which in this inning. And the Crown Point Bulldogs get out of it. So through two innings here from 59-59 Broadway, the Bulldogs with a 1-0 advantage. Top of the third coming. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Spring and summer's a great time to take the car out for a drive, and when you do, you can make sure your vehicle's looking its best with a trip to Soft Touch Car Wash. An even smarter move is to join the unlimited monthly car wash club to keep your car clean throughout the season at an affordable price. Soft Touch Car Wash in Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. Visit their new website at oilandgowash.com. That's oilandgowash.com. Proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant for the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes, and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.